Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watson Dean, and I'm here with my boy, Chad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Minnesota.
Why?
I don't know. We were because on yesterday's episode we were talking about the land of a thousand lakes.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Was it yesterday?
Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, Sunday.
Today's Tuesday, my guy.
Oh my god, I have no idea what day today is.
Oh my what god. What year is it?
What year is it? In the name of our Lord. Like where are we? I don't know.
What day is it and in what month?
I don't know. I don't know where we are. I don't know what we're doing. It's crazy. But yes, if you guys have not, check out our Sunday episodes. Our Sunday episodes are a lot of fun. We do all the recaps of all the current events from the week. But then at the end, we do fun facts and we do our reactions to a lot of fun facts. And they are very, very funny. And I really enjoy those. I think those are fun. So definitely check those out. And there's no spoilers on the Sunday episode. So you can always watch the Sunday episodes because there's never any spoilers. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's introduce our guest who's been in almost every episode this season, April. Welcome, April.
Thank you. We made it. We have come to the end of Joey's journey.
I know.
Who won?
Who won? Oh, you'll find out, Jazz. You'll find out who won. But I think who really won is the audience, because we actually got a decent season this time around. What are your thoughts about that, April?
I love Joey because he's so unproblematic. No one hated him at the end. It was great.
In fact, Jazz, you know when they have the women tell all? There's a section of the women tell all where all the women kind of confront the man about like all the shit that he did. And they either didn't do that or completely edited out because nobody had any problems with Joey.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unexpected. Okay, cool. Like,
out of all the seasons you could have watched, I would have recommend watching this one because mm-hmm. this one was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I might actually go back and watch it then.
There was just enough drama to keep you interested, but also not being like super problematic until like the very, very end. But that was the audience, not the show. Though the show is always responsible because I feel like the show could do some things better. All right, let's start this episode off because this is going to be the last one we do for a while because no more Bachelor after this. I don't know when the new girls, I don't want to say her name, I guess we can spoil it, but I don't know when her season comes on, but we'll see.
I saw the spoiler. It was the Asian
girl. You saw
it?
It's Miss, what's her name? Jen Tran. Yes, Joe. I am excited. I am so excited for her. The first Asian Bachelor, which is amazing. They have gone, I don't know, 28 seasons without a female bachelor? Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Without an Asian bachelor?
Sorry, bachelorette. Yeah, without.
I was like, wait, what?
Wait a second, I got that one wrong. All right. So, first of all, we get to meet Joey's family, which is really interesting. We get to meet her sister, and one of her sister is gorgeous. I forget what's her name. Carly? Carly and Ellie are the two sisters. And one of them is really, really pretty. Like, really, really gorgeous. But she looked just like Joey. She has Joey's face. Which begs the question, am I gay now? I think she's super attractive. But she also has Joey's face. So what does that mean? You ever meet like a brother and sister couple where like they look alike and then it kind of weirds you out a little bit? Has that ever happened to you guys, or is that just me?
It reminds me of a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, is there a Seinfeld episode like that?
Where George starts dating a woman who looks exactly like Jerry, and she acts just like Jerry.
Oh my God, you're right. I do remember that one. That is super funny. But this is someone who's like an actual sibling. Jazz, is that an issue for you? You ever met like a girl and you're like, oh, she's really pretty, and then you meet her brother? Actually, no, it's always the other way around. Like, you're friends with her brother, and then you meet the sister and you realize the sister's really pretty, but then you also realize she looks just like her brother who you've been friends with for such a long time. And then you're like, why? What are these feelings? So confused.
I plead the fifth. Also, okay. I don't see it. I just looked this girl up, Carly Monzo.
Yeah.
I don't think she looks like Joey.
She looks like Joey to me. Like, they have the same, like, the cheeks. They have a little bit the same eyes, the same eyebrows, the same nose. Like, literally, if you put Joey and give him hair and a dress and a slamming body, just like Joey doesn't have a slamming body. I mean, I'm sure he does.
You got to get one of those FaceApp things and, like, make Joey a girl. Like, you know how you can, like, yeah.
I should do that.
Yeah, because I don't see it, man.
You
like,
see it? I see it. I see it very strongly.
Which also is another interesting thing, because that really says something about you, too. So
I don't know what it says about me. I'm just like, whoa, she's really hot. And then I'm like, whoa, she kind of like Joey. I'm like, oh, what are these feelings inside?
Do you want to talk about it, Neems?
No. I want to suppress these feelings. To never come out again.
Stuff away.
Oh man, that's so funny. All right, so Joey talked to them about what's going on, and he says that, you know, he had more women than they've ever had, 32 women, which is crazy. And he goes, Daisy's gonna come by, you're gonna love her. And then he talks about Kelsey's also gonna come by, and she makes me feel this and that and that. And I'm like, ooh, that's my first sign where I'm like, when he mentioned Daisy, he was like, you're going to love her. But when he mentioned Kelsey, he talks about all the ways she makes him feel amazing, which I was like, oh, something's going on. That's suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. April, what are your thoughts about when Daisy and Kelsey met the family?
First, I love his family. Also, was that the gay dad that we heard about?
Yes, that's the gay dad.
Was made again during this episode, and no one has been talking about
it. I know. They should have showed his partner too.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Oh. But I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, is that why his last name's different?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Their last names are different. Or maybe she got married. I don't know. There was a guy there too. I don't know who that guy was. He was married to one of the sisters.
Okay.
Well, this episode halfway made history with the LGBT department. So I loved his family. I think they're all very sweet and kind people. And I love how welcoming they were to both Daisy and Kelsey. But I also noticed the different language that Joey was using between, oh, you're going to love Daisy, and, oh my gosh, Kelsey,
Kelsey makes me feel this way, and I feel amazing around her, and she's always so silly, and I feel fun. Like, all of these adjectives to describe how he feels when Kelsey's there. And then Daisy's like, you'll love her. for
she's
Daisy.
Great.
She's great. She's great. Sure.
She's great.
all right. So they asked Daisy, and God, they shot this episode so well. So well. They asked Daisy how she feels if he was proposed. And she goes, I would say yes, 100%, no hesitation. They asked the same thing to Kelsey. And she goes, yeah, I think I would say yes. Kind of giving the audience a little bit of like, hey, this one would definitely go all in. This one, we don't know about. We don't know what's going on here. And they've been trying to get us to think that he ends up alone since the beginning of the episode. They faked this out, and which I like, bravo, because a couple of episodes you and me were both like, hey, I think that he doesn't get anybody, and Kelsey is too hot for him, and he doesn't get her. And that turned out to be wrong, because, as we know, Kelsey wins. And good for him, because, bro, you could not get that girl in real life. You need to hold on to her like it's the second coming. Like, you got to seriously hold on to that woman. If this man cheats, love does not exist. I would never watch the show again, because that's insane. Like, you bagged the hottest girl you could ever get in your entire life, bro. And she genuinely likes him. She genuinely loves him. And I'm just like, wow. I wish someone would, like, I wish a whole production team would gaslight a girl to like me. Like, that would be amazing. One that's out of my league. Like, I would love You're that.
Jealous. Oh, my God.
I'm so jealous.
Envy.
What are your thoughts, April?
I think that what Joey was able to pull off gives hope to men everywhere in America.
Yeah.
He got a 12.
He did. He did get a 12. That's crazy.
And the fact that she genuinely likes him.
That's the craziest part. Like, I don't think she's in it for the money, for the thing. I think she genuinely likes him. And, like, Joey's a great guy. There's nothing wrong with him. I love Joey.
Unproblematic.
But, like, he's unproblematic. And maybe that's why. Maybe the nice guys do win. Maybe that's the moral of this episode.
Yes.
Right?
They do win. It just takes time.
He's not super tall. He's not super masculine. He's super nice. And, like, he makes fun of himself. He has self-deprecating humor. And, like, he bags a 12. Like, honestly, Joey is my hero.
I forgot he's a short king.
Right? Oh. Right? He's like 5'10", which is, like, probably, like, really 5'9". I'm like, so I'm feeling
it. Wow, thanks, dude. Is that what people think when I'm honest about my height?
Yeah. First of all, Jazz, a lot of people have told me because of the angle of your camera, you look a lot shorter on the show than in real life.
Yeah, no, I probably do, actually.
So people probably do think you're very, very short. Someone told me they thought you were like 5'6".
Of course.
It's the angle of your camera. And I've been told that I also am taller than I look. So I don't know. Maybe it's the angle of my camera, too. I need to, like...
I'm 5'10", people. Like... I know. That is what it says on my license. I've been 5'10 for like the past 15 years. Like,
fair. All right. Let's do it.
Also, I did the thing.
Wait, what did you do?
The face thing.
The AI face swap thing. Yeah.
Oh, no. What is it?
Look. He does not look like Carly, dude.
He looks like iCarly. Like,
No, even Miranda Cosgrove's prettier than this.
I still see it, though. I mean, the hair is wrong, and I still see it. I see the cheeks, I see the eyes, I see the nose, but everything else is off. Like, everything else is off. I don't know. If you're watching on YouTube...
Same girl?
I don't know. We're looking at YouTube. I see it a little bit. Just enough.
I literally do not.
All right, fair enough. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you're just ruining this bit that I freaking spent... hours trying to perfect. Maybe you're just ruining that. No, I'm just kidding.
Or maybe you're going on a journey of self-discovery.
We love self-discovery journeys.
No.
No.
That is not the case. That is not the case. Because there's a certain body part that's kind of gross. There's no way.
Fair.
That is a gross body part. I don't know what white women like it, because it's gross. Anyways, let's see. What else? So was something wrong with Daisy's voice? Because, like, she had, like, a really strong vocal fry this entire episode, which kind of, like, was, like... Or is that just, like, how she is when she's depressed? Like, maybe she had, like, a tell. Because she's like, I really like Joey, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. It was something like that. I think, like, when she gets nervous, she has, like, a vocal fry that comes out a lot, because she was very much talking in a different tone, which I noticed. I don't know if you noticed it.
I noticed it a little bit, but I chalked it up to it being a very emotional day for her.
True.
Putting the pieces together of it's not her.
Yeah. For sure. That makes sense. So when Kelsey meets the family, I noticed they meet the family on the same day. So they're not doing different days. They're meeting these people back to back because they're all wearing the same clothes. And I'm just like, oh, that's how they're doing it. So I don't know who they met first, but it looks like they met in the order that they're being showed. What about Joey's Lizzie McGuire comment? I thought that was hilarious. So
there was a Lizzie McGuire comment?
Yeah. So basically what happened was they were in like Europe and they were on a Vespa. And I think Kelsey was like, oh, this is my Lizzie McGuire moment. And Joey turns to her and goes, no, this is my Lizzie McGuire moment.
10 out of 10.
Which I think was adorable, right? That's super funny. I like that. So I thought that was really, really funny. Next, Daisy gets a date with him. So he goes on a date. They go into a sauna and they're doing all these things. And Joey says something while they're throwing like these pebbles into the woods that are on fire. And in that moment, she just knew that he's not going to pick her because he said something like, yes, I really want this journey to be great for you, whether it's with me or not. I'm like, whether it's with you or not, what do you mean by that, sir? Like,
hold up. Can we go back two sentences?
Sure.
You said the forest was on fire and they were throwing pebbles?
No, they were in a forest and they had like a campfire, I guess.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is going on?
They're in Tulum and they had this like shaman come out and like put something in like these hot rocks and put water on them, and they were in a steam hot tub, not hot tub, like a room, like a sauna room, a made by room, nature. Yeah. It's not a steam room. It was like, it's like a cave, a steam cave. That's what it was. So it was like man-made. And I mean, sorry, not man-made. Tulum. It was like, it was natural. Yeah. And then there was a fire outside and they were like, hey, throw these things in there and say what you mean. And then he just like wished that they have a good life with or without him. And that was Daisy's first like idea of like, hey, this may not go my way. I think it's going to be me, but now I'm not too sure, which is, I think, kind of set off the chain of events, which I kind of like that they did, because most of the time these girls are blindsided and now they've put up little bit of clues so that they can brace themselves. April, what are your thoughts about that?
I think it was as painful as it was for Daisy to hear that, that I think it was helpful of Joey to express that to her, because I think from what I recall is that he thought he was it for Charity.
Yeah.
And so since he didn't have that opportunity to kind of brace himself, it was probably that much more devastating for him during the end of Charity's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then to jump from Charity season to his own season, it's been a whirlwind of emotions. And he probably made notes to himself of like, what could he do better throughout the process? Not that Charity did anything wrong, but it's how can he help prepare the people that he's getting to know through the process and like help steer them in a direction that will be least damaging for them.
Yeah, I think so. I think he set up like the building blocks of a breakup coming, and that's pretty much what happened. And then she says in an interview, yeah, I don't think it's me. I don't think it's me. So that was really, really interesting. But then he goes on a date with Kelsey, completely different attitude. They are joking. They are flirting. They are having a great time. It's so obvious that it's Kelsey. And I think the producers were like, hey, this is hella obvious. What are we going to do? So Jad, they do something that they've never done before. Okay. And this was wild. So we see Daisy going into a room, and obviously she's going into the room and she is, you know, probably going to meet Joey and tell Joey, hey, I don't think it's me. I'm going to self-eliminate. But instead, Kelsey opens the door. This is the first time. This is the first time two women in the finals meet each other before they go and see the guy. And she says, I'm just going to ask you, how was your date? And she was like, you know, it was great. We did this. He validated my feelings. And she goes, well, he didn't validate my feelings. So she's like, I know what's up. She knows I know what's up. So we cut to the next scene.
Wow.
Joey is getting his engagement ring from Nia Lane, which they do like product placement and everything. And then they show Kelsey in the limo going up to meet Joey. But then the camera zooms out. Daisy's in the car with her. Daisy, they're both in the same car.
Okay.
So this is where Twitter loses it. And I'm just like, oh, that's for me, I'm very skeptical. I'm like, oh, that's the twist. Big deal. They're in the same car. I was expecting more. I was like, that's not that dramatic. But when you put together what happens next with that, this entire ending was fantastic. someone said, I thought Daisy was trying to leave with Kelsey. It seemed like a love story.
Yes, Smurf. Yes,
that would be the greatest plot twist of all time.
That would have been the greatest plot twist of all time. Honestly, if it was any other Bachelor, I would be rooting for that. But Joey was the first time. Joey was the first time where I was like, I really like this guy. I really, really like him. So that happened. And then Daisy goes and meets him first. And she's like, he says all these nice things about her. She says all these nice things about you. And she goes, you're not going to pick me. She says it to him. And like, he was stunned. Like, the woman was too stunned to speak. Like, it was like, he was stunned. He was just like in shock. And she was like, but we know you're not going to pick me. And she said all these nice things about him. And she says, you're going to make Kelsey very happy. And then she like walks off. And then she hugs Kelsey. And this part is really sad. She goes, your mom's watching and she would be proud of you. And I was like, oh. Oh, so good. So well played. Daisy. Aww. Daisy took home the crown. Like, Kelsey may have took home the rose, but she took home the crown. That was fantastic. Never seen a play like that. That was so well done. That was such good TV. It was unproblematic. It was heart-wrenching, but also, like, heart-inspiring. And, like, Homegirl really did have like a Hallmark movie. Like, she is a Hallmark character from a Hallmark movie. It just happened that she wasn't the main star of the movie. It wasn't her Hallmark movie. So that's really what it felt like. And then Kelsey goes and she goes up to him. He's in love with her. He says this is like an easy decision and he can't stand, like, you know, not being with her and this and that. And he proposes, and she is ecstatic. Like, she's not faking it. She is happy. She is over the moon. They are engaged. Happy ending. We see Daisy in the limo, and she goes, the one good thing that she learned was that if I can love the wrong person this much, imagine how much I could love the right person. If that's not a line, bro. That was the Bachelorette audition, because I would have picked her as a Bachelorette for that line alone. That was a fantastic line. Like, this could not have gone any better for Daisy, in my opinion, other than actually winning, because just fantastic. Fantastic. America loves her. I think she just won the hearts of everybody watching the show. April, what are your thoughts?
I just loved, as heart-wrenching as it was, you know, watching her, you know, coming to terms with not being the chosen one, if you will. But the fact that she was so kind and gracious to Kelsey when she didn't have to be was amazing. But also that line of, if I can love the wrong person this much, imagine what it will look like with the right person. And that line especially hit very deep with me, mm-hmm. especially with kind of all the chaos that I've been going through in the last year. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want that on a t-shirt and a mug and maybe a tattoo. We'll see.
Let's all get t-shirts. Let's get t-shirts made by halalshirts.com. We'll get them to make a shirt for us with that line. Because that's a great line. That's a damn good line. Mm-hmm. That line gave everybody therapy. It's like everybody watching got therapy from that one line. Because that was a fantastic, fantastic play by mm-hmm. Daisy. And I am surprised that, like, you know, that that didn't make her at the top of the list of being Bachelorette, because that is fantastic. All right, now Davey and Joey are talking, and they're meeting at the hot seat, and they have like a really good exchange. Like, they're very civil, they're very nice, and she just knew. Like, she just knew. She was like, and she asked like when he knew, and he was like, there was this one day and I saw you guys, and there was a look you guys gave each other, and I just knew then. I was like, it's done. And sometimes, like, that makes a lot of sense, man. Sometimes all it takes is a look, and you're like, yeah. Oh, damn, that person really likes that person. I totally see that.
Funny story. I just saw the TikTok of How I Met Your Mother when, like, Ted calls Tracy for the first time after Barney and Robin's wedding.
Yeah.
And then Lily just, like, looks at him. And then, you know, Marshall's like, oh, yeah, he always falls in love so quickly, always gets hurt, blah, blah, blah. And then Lily's like, no, this one's different. And you could see, like, she could see the look. It was different. So, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm very, very happy for them. So Daisy and him have the conversation. And then the Kelsey comes out and she has a conversation with Joey. And they're serious. Joey's moving to New Orleans for her. And then after that, they're going to move to New York together. So they're really like planning, like, hey, this is legit. We're planning. We're not like doing long distance. We're going to live together.
And I think that's such a good move. Honestly. Yeah.
Why isn't Bachelor giving them a house, a down payment for a house? Didn't they give that to somebody else?
That was Michelle and Nate.
Yeah. Give them a house, bro. Give them something. Because this is like, this could be the queen and king of Bachelor Nation. Like, they could be royalty. They could be like the one person that they always show, because that's like, this might be their one success story.
But remember, they spent their whole budget on a Billie Eilish song, and as well as Michael Bolton.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But we love Michael Bolton.
We do.
That is true. And then they do this weird thing, which I do not love. So I have an issue with this. So they're like, okay, now we're going to, you know, we may mention who's the new Bachelor. So, you know, and then they were like, it might be this woman right here, pointing to Daisy. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess she's not the one, because why would you say that? Then after all this stuff is done, they bring out Daisy again to talk to her. And they're kind of like implying that she was going to be the Bachelor. But it looks like she turned it down, right, April?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, you're already undermining the Bachelorette that you picked, because you told the entire world she wasn't your first pick.
She was second choice.
No, Jeff. Apparently, she was third choice, because Maria was also asked to be the Bachelorette and turned it down.
Wow.
So now we got this, like, first Asian Bachelorette, which I am super happy about. I'm like over the moon about it, because it's about damn time. But the way she got it is they're basically telling the audience, first of all, they spent the whole entire season giving Maria the edit for Bachelorette and giving Daisy the edit for Bachelorette. If they knew they were going to give Jen the Bachelorette, they should have edited it that way. They should have edited it in a way to make the audience cheer for her, like her, all of this stuff. Right? She was not even in the top four, I believe. Like, she got taken out quite early. Mm-hmm. And they didn't give her a memorable moment, nothing. So right now, there is a crazy fan base for Maria. Maria has the most followers out of everyone on this show. Like, she has the most followers. She has a huge fan base. Everybody wants it to be her. So you already know whoever's going to get picked and it's not going to be Maria, they're going to get torn down by her toxic fans. So now they spent an entire season building up the toxic fan base for Maria, and then Maria turns them down, and then they show Daisy on air turning it down, and then they give it to the first Asian Bachelorette. And I'm like, this is kind of problematic, because they announced the first Black Bachelor on the heels of Black Lives Matter. And now they're doing the first Asian Bachelorette on the heels of some of the most grossest racist comments given to an Asian woman on this show this season. So, like, both of these things are kind of like I don't want to say tainted, but like, it's obvious they're not doing it for the right reasons. Right.
Right. I would agree with that.
So I have a lot of problems with that. And like, it's unfortunate that this is how we got the first Asian bachelorette, because now we have to really protect her from this really racist, rabid, toxic fan base. And the production and the show put her in this position, and they didn't have to do that.
Yeah, Murph is
saying,
comments.
Yeah, she's saying Maria is too good for the franchise. Yeah, I think Maria knew. And they were basically telling us Jen wasn't their first choice. That's the biggest problem. They're telling us, hey guys, by the way, we didn't want Jen either. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. This is a turning point for the nation as a whole, I guess. Again?
Like they had they had the perfect season. They have the perfect season. Why fumble it at the 1 yard line?
Yeah.
I don't know. April, what are your thoughts?
So I think the only thing that I will add is, like, if I was a producer and I was, you know, trying to be as anti-racist as possible, what I would have done instead, especially with the Daisy segment, was that not to have her come on the stage twice.
Right.
Because I do think that the second time she was on and when she was saying no to the offer, like, I do think it's an important lesson of it's okay to say no, especially when you're not ready.
Right.
To undertake like such a big task. And granted, like, yeah, she would have gotten so many social media followers, but like, maybe she truly wasn't ready. And it's like, this is not the time for me. I think it is okay to say no, but I think just the way that they staged it and her coming on the stage twice, and then, like you said, the building up the Maria camp, if you will, yeah. And how quickly volatile and vicious that Bachelor Nation continues to act. Mm-hmm. When
I've already seen the memes. They're already out. They're so terrible. She was announced not even 24 hours ago, and there are tons of like memes like, nobody asked for this, diversity hire, DEI hire. Like, they're just saying all these weird things, and like, the fan base is so trash.
Yeah. It kind of makes me think of how people have been complaining. We don't know Joey at all. You can watch Charity season and get to know him there. Like,
yeah. Hannah Brown was not anyone's first pick, and she was the best bachelorette we've ever had.
Yeah. And I think the important piece is that, like you said, Hannah Brown was not the first choice. It's like, give Jen a chance to shine.
Yeah.
I think she will impress.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they really need to work hard to put her in a position to make the audience fall in love with her. You know, I hope they don't do what they did with Michelle and Tayshia, where they kind of have her scold the guys. Like, they did these things where they kind of made them like unlikable, because they made them, you know, they want to show them as strong women. So they made them scold the guys and yell at them, right? Like, I hope they don't try that trope. Also, like, I feel like they gave her a line to use, and it was a very dumb line, and it was also a very like poorly executed line, because she goes like, what kind of guys are you looking for? She's like, I'm looking for a guy with the big personality, which is like, yeah, I get what the joke is. There's supposed to be a pause, the audience is supposed to react, and then you say big personality. Unfortunately, the audience didn't react, and it was hella awkward. Very, very bad. And I'm just like, is that the joke you're gonna go for? Like she's here because she wants a guy with a big personality? Like, right? Like, I'm like, well, come on, man. Let's protect her. Let's give her like good content. Give her some writers. Like, it doesn't have to be a writer, but give her like, produce her in a way where she can like win the audience over, because it doesn't feel like they're doing that now.
Right. I remembered my thought. People have been complaining that they don't know Joey at all. Go back and watch Charity season, because quite frankly, when they cast a lead, it's not about the lead during the season. It's about the contestants.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. The other thing is, a lot of the girls who were on the show knew it was going to be Joey, and they were really excited that it was going to be Joey, and they were like, they really, really like Joey. A lot of these men, I don't know how they feel about, you know, Jen. Obviously, she's very, very beautiful, but like, we don't know because of the way they produced her, right? So, I don't know. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah,
and they kept it in the edit. Yeah, they did the whole joke, and they kept the joke in the edit, and it was, it fell flat. And like, number one, it wasn't a good joke, and number two, like, yeah, like she wasn't able to pull it off. And I don't know, man.
It wasn't live.
I think it's recorded live, but it's never live.
Oh, okay.
Or is it live?
No, it can't be live. Like, what if somebody just screams like?
Well, there's always the delay.
Profanity.
Well, there's always the delay. So I don't think that's the issue, but I don't think it's live.
Right. I think since Jason Mesnick's season, they have pre-recorded the majority of the finales and after the final roses.
I think they recorded live, maybe. I don't know what that means, but like probably like they recorded it earlier that day and then it goes up.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And like there's no edits and stuff. I don't know. Who knows? I could be wrong. We'll see. Because I know the Women Tell All used to be live, and then they stopped being live because the women would be like on the show a week before it ends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
yeah, I don't remember either. But yeah, that's the end of this episode, man. That's the way it ended. So like, honestly, almost a flawless season. Almost a flawless season. Drop the ball at the end.
Rip.
I know.
Womp womp.
So it is what it is. I'm curious to see what people have to say. If you guys like, let us know in the comments. Let us know on my social media or whatever, or tweet me. I would love to know what you guys think, because you know, I think the season was fantastic. I think it was amazing. And it sucks that like, we should be so happy right now because we have an Asian bachelorette. We should be super happy. But I don't have a lot of confidence in the way that they're going to produce her, because they better get somebody who's Asian to come produce her, somebody who knows the culture, somebody who knows what she goes through, and not just have like a bunch of white people telling her what to do. Like, I think that's going to be very, very important, because there's a lot of like stereotypes of Asian women that they have that they're going to have to like, you know, make sure they avoid.
Yeah. I mean, we're like, what? Just a couple of weeks away from the anniversary of the Atlanta thing. So,
yeah.
Like, it's a thing.
It is. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. These are my thoughts. Maybe I'm reaching. Feel free to tell me I'm reaching. Feel free to tell me I'm a little bit overboard, but I'm not super happy with the fact that they pretty much just told the world that she's our third pick. I don't think anyone needed to know that. Even if we found out that she was our second pick, it wouldn't have been as bad. Like, if we found out that Maria was offered and she turned it down, everyone would have been like, okay, that makes sense. Maria was like the number one person. Of course she was going to be it, right? So that made sense. And they did spend a good amount on her date. She had the drone date. She had some money spent on her date. So if they wanted to, they could have edited her in a very different light. They could have easily edited her to be a bachelorette contender.
Well, and I think that especially with the Maria versus Sydney and Medina being thrown into the mix, like that took up a huge chunk of the season.
Yeah.
When it didn't need to be.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, that's what we got. Yeah. Man,
the only thing I think you're overboard about is when you told me that Joey's older sister looks like
I see a resemblance. I don't know. Either way, I think she's hot.
She
could have been the bachelorette. I would have been okay with
she
it.
She could have.
Right? We that family's been one for one. Might as well keep going.
Wait a minute. What if it was her this entire season and she was just wearing a Joey wig?
That's so funny.
No wonder why he was unproblematic.
Because he's a woman. He was a woman this whole time. Oh, man. That's funny. All right, guys. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will be doing, I don't know, there are some other reality shows that we could be covering because there's no Love is Blind and there's no Bachelor for a while. We could do The Traitor. I think I heard that is a good show.
We got to do Three Body Problem on Netflix.
That's a show, though. That's not a reality show. We have to do like one reality show and one regular show.
Okay, fine.
We gotta keep our reality show fans happy, too. Let us know what show you want us to do. You want us to do Vanderpump Rules? You want us to do, I believe, you know, The Perfect Match? I don't know. Whatever you want us to do. Let us know what reality show we should be doing while we're not doing The Bachelor. And we'll check it out. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. Everyone who tuned in every week. Murph, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being in the comments. Brown Boy Wonder.
You too. Yeah.
Yeah, Brown Boy Wonder, all you guys, everyone who joins us in the comments all the time, love you guys. Anissa, who was on the show earlier this season, thank you, everybody who was able to attend. And we'll see you guys next season. Until next time, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Bye.